Hi, this is Linda Rex with Our Life in the Trinity. And I am bringing a sermon for October 30th of 2022, The Power of Conversation. We're going to talk about Luke 19, 1 through 10, which I'll read in the New American Standard Bible, and then we'll have our topic for today, and then we'll do communion and a benediction at the end. So just so you know what our plan is. So let's begin with the reading. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He is going to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." Let us pray. Abba, thank you so much that we can gather today to look at what it means to have conversation with you and others, and how it is we can participate with what you are doing in this world. We pray, Heavenly Spirit, that you will write the word of God on our minds and hearts. Let what needs to be said, said, and everything else let us forget. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever had one of those unexpected, unplanned conversations that totally changed your life? I've had a few of those in my life. Things that I didn't expect to happen happened simply through conversation. Now, when we read the Gospels, we find that Jesus was always having conversations with people from all walks of life, and many of those conversations went deeper than they may have planned or wanted them to. Think about the lady at the well in Samaria. She had just wanted to get water and to be left alone. But he takes her into this conversation about faith and religion and how many husbands she had, and she wasn't married, and who she was living with. And he went deeper than she planned on anyway. And yet it was an opportunity for her to experience deliverance and healing, right? So we have this story where Jesus goes to Jericho. But before that story, I want to bring in the context, because it really speaks to this whole thing about what Jesus was up to. In Luke 18, we read where Jesus is confronted or met by this wealthy young ruler who asks him, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says the good rabbinical answer, observe these commandments and you will live. And the young man says, "Well, I've been keeping those ever since I was a youth." So Jesus raises the bar a little higher, says to him, "Go sell all you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me." And the young man just couldn't do that. That was just a little too much. And the disciples watched this and they were like, well, you know, they thought if a person was wealthy, that meant they were blessed by God, they're good people. So if this isn't true, then who could be saved? And Jesus makes a statement, "What is impossible for man is possible with God." And that's what we need to pay attention to, because we a lot of times focus on the impossibilities. but with God, all things are possible. Jesus goes on from there and meets a blind beggar who begs him for his sight, and Jesus heals him. And only a Messiah could heal a blind man. And then we go to Jericho, and we discover that in Jericho, God was at work as well. Now, as Jesus is coming into Jericho, we find Zacchaeus, a man who's very short in stature. He's a wealthy tax collector who preys upon people in order to be wealthy and rich. But he wants to see Jesus. God's at work in him already. He wants to see, okay, which one of these people is Jesus? I know Jesus is coming. And so he goes to a sycamore fig tree, climbs up where the branches are low, and he goes to see Jesus. And he discovers all of a sudden, there is Jesus. And Jesus is saying to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Now, that statement, you know, never struck me in the way that it did this time when I was looking at it. Notice he says, I must stay at your house. In the NIV, it says, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. And even going back to the King James Version, it says, Zacchaeus, make haste. Come down, for today I must abide at your house. Notice the must. Why must Jesus abide at his house? Whose idea was it that Jesus stay at Zacchaeus' house? See, the Holy Spirit was already at work in Zacchaeus' heart and mind. This is what we discover. And we also discover that what is impossible for men is possible with God. Zacchaeus is a wealthy tax collector, considered a traitor to the Jewish people at that time, because he was helping Rome collect the taxes. And a lot of times tax collectors would add a little on the side, and that would make it even harder for the people paying the taxes. And that's how they would end up wealthy. So the Holy Spirit, though, we see in the story, is at work. The Father must have been saying to Jesus in the Spirit, stay at his house. Because Jesus says elsewhere, I never do anything except what I see my Father doing. He says, I only do what my Father does. So the Father was at work here. The Spirit was speaking. And here Jesus does what God is doing in this moment. He stays at Zacchaeus' house. And what God was doing was giving Zacchaeus an about face, a new start. So what is the crowd's response to Jesus saying, I must stay at your house today? Well, Zacchaeus gets down and they're headed toward his house. Jesus was in sync with what the Father was doing. What the Father was doing by the Spirit in Zacchaeus. But the people grumbled. How could he possibly stay at that sinner's house? That's just so wrong. You see, their plans were not God's plans. They were not in sync with what God was doing in Zacchaeus, were they? See, we need to be present at each moment where God is at work. The power of conversation. Jesus was talking, and Jesus says to Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus then says, you know what? If I have, you know, stolen, I'm going to repay it many times over. And yes, I'm going to sell my stuff and give it to the poor. I will make restitution. See? So God was working to give Zacchaeus a total change of mind and heart. And through this simple conversation, we see Zacchaeus starting a new path in his life. So we tend to be in this, especially in our modern world, but with all these little toys and gadgets that we have by hand, we tend to be distracted rather than mindful. We often miss where God is at work and is inviting us to participate with him. We sometimes will be in conversation, but not present to the conversation. I know I struggle with this because I'm easily distracted. And sometimes we miss important things because about what God is doing, right? Because we're not mindful, we're not staying present in the moment. We need to remember though, and this is what I'm learning, is that our most significant conversations each moment, each day, are with God himself. Listening to the Father's heart, tuning into the Spirit, allowing Jesus to take the lead. We want to first have those conversations with God. When we're attentive to what God is up to, and then participate in a conversation, so often, in ways I cannot explain, God does things. He does what only he can do. He brings sons of Abraham back home to the Father, back into the kingdom. We see him bringing people home. So what conversations might you find yourself in the middle of today or tomorrow or the next day? What conversations maybe you know you need to have but you really don't want to have, right? And well, maybe we can start with a conversation with God. What might the Lord be wanting to say to you about that person or about that conversation? Is there some impossibility he would like to make possible, but he wants you to be a part of it? Have you thought about that? We want to live each moment in the middle of all God's doing because he's always at work. He's at work in this world so often we're just not paying attention. We want to be surprised daily by the wonder of what Jesus is doing by the Spirit in the lives of the people we encounter, the lives of the people we have conversations with. We want to be fully present in those conversations. And as we're participating in those conversations, we want to be reminded that it's not up to us. It's not all up to us. No, we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. That is why we weekly come to the communion table and we take the elements again to be reminded it's his life flowing into us and from us by the Spirit. He has laid down his life for us. So we receive and we offer what he has offered to us to others. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life for us. Thank you, Spirit, for coming and filling us and guiding us and leading us. Renew us again, your life in us. Let us give you glory and honor in every conversation we have to participate with what you are doing in this world. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. So on the night he was betrayed, Jesus offered the bread, said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." We receive, Jesus, your flesh in our behalf. And we also receive Jesus poured out blood, his life being poured out for us. We receive your life, Jesus, for our life. Thank you, Jesus. Now may Abba, our Heavenly Father, fulfill your every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power. May the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, be glorified in you and you in him, according to God's grace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God bless you. I hope you have a beautiful week in this lovely fall. color is everywhere. Wow. And remember, God loves you very, very much.